This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Our friends up in the Traverse City area got hammered with snow this week, man. It's the winter wonderland up here. We're live in our studios in Grand Rapids, and there's green grass down here. So wherever you're listening, get out and enjoy the day. You can grill no matter what the weather is. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Yes, welcome back to the show, and welcome to the Snowfest for all the WTCM listeners in the greater Northland. You folks are used to it, though, so, I mean, it's just no big thing. It's just a little late.
You know, the white Christmas is an awesome thing. I love to wake up on Christmas morning and have that fresh blanket of snow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any chance that they won't have it up there. It's about a 50-50 here in Grand Rapids, and I'm sure our friends farther to the south are on that bubble as well. I haven't seen the forecast, but it's going to be a white Christmas no matter what we're doing. And what we're talking about today is, what is the big man, the big item, the whole enchilada that you're going to be doing when you put your Christmas feast together? And, you know, we're grilling guys, and not everything has to be grilled, but when my family comes over, they expect something off the grill every time. And I've got, you know, a lot of us have his side and her side families gathering, so sometimes you got two, maybe even more, if they're split families or whatever. So I've got three of them to go to, his side, her side, and then we have some friends over on Christmas Day. So I've got three of these gigs to do, and one of them that I'm going to do is a rolled pork loin with a dried fruit stuffed in the center. Now, you can cut this, you can prepare this yourself, but because I got three of these going, and go to a local butcher somewhere in your neighborhood. Big box stores won't do this for you, but if you've got a local butcher in your area, you go there, give them a little bit of time. They'll put some amazing cuts together for you, and they'll even teach you how to cook them. And what I did is I went, there's one here in the northern Grand Rapids area. It's called the Grist Mill. It's a little butcher shop that's out there, and he does some specialty stuff, and he's going to stuff this pork loin for me with dried fruits, and then he's going to truss it. When trussing means simply he's going to fold it back together after he stuffs the center of it and put what is called cooking twine around it. He's going to season it on the inside and season it on the outside for me. So I'm copping out on this one. I'm going to let him do all the prep work, and all I'm going to do is cook that thing to about 160 degrees on the internal temperature using my ThermoPen, or I can use my iGrill, either one of those, but you got to monitor that temperature. But I'm going to put it on my green egg is what I'm going to cook it on. Get that fire about 275 or 300 and just let it go. Monitor that temperature, and when I get to that internal temperature or where I want it, it's done. I've done this before. That particular recipe is about two and a half hours at that temperature, so I'm going to time it so it's got some time to rest. That means once I pull it off the grill, it can sit for 15-20 minutes, a half hour, and then I've got this beautiful pork loin roast that when you slice it, it's got a nice little core of dried fruit in the center, which makes an excellent side dish with the pork. And that pork that was touching the fruit has a really special flavor. So easy little recipe. Like I said, I went and hired it done. All I'm going to do is put it on the smoker, 275 to 300. You can put it on your grill on indirect heat. Same thing, 275, 300. Get a thermometer. It's a basic grilling tool that everybody should have, and get that thermometer, just monitor it. But, Bob, that's my Christmas main dish that I'm going to put together. I think the pork loin was like $5.99 a pound is what he's, you know, you average about a third of a pound to a quarter of a pound per person. If you got a lot of adults coming over, I go a third of a pound. If you've got kids in the mix, maybe you could go as slow as a quarter. I got 22 people coming over. I ordered a 6-pound one so that I could have enough for leftovers and things like that. But that's my gig. What you got going, man?
Well, for our Christmas, my wife always does prime rib. So I walk away
on our website, thegrillingguys.com. I remember that from last year. Yeah,
It is. You're absolutely right. So we'll be having prime rib, and I'm just thinking about your, and I love her prime rib. It's the old Duba's recipe, and Katie Hevelhurst gave it to her, and Scott and Katie are avid listeners to the show. Give them a little shout out there. Merry Christmas, Hevelhurst. But your deal there, I did something like that with that center cut, that Eye of Round roast I had.
Okay.
And that's beef, it was beef. And, you know, not a great cut. You had to jacquard the heck out of it to get any kind of tenderness. And it wasn't all that tender even after I pounded it. But if you want to take a pork loin and make what Jop's talking about, if you have a real long knife blade and something that looks kind of like one you would use for bread, you know, with a serrated blade.
Okay.
And I have that one that I carve brisket with.
Right.
And it's real long. And you can lay it, if you lay that loin out and you just cut into it a little bit and then bevel your blade to an angle, and then just keep cutting the thing and cut like a half-inch layer all the way around it and just keep rolling it and unfurling it, you'll end up with a great big flat piece of meat that
kind
will look...
kind of almost like you're filleting a fish. You go in a little ways, and then you turn the blade on a 45, and you start cutting. You're going to unroll it like a jelly roll,
well, like
roll,
an
right?
apple peeler is going to kind of take a layer off. You do that same thing with a piece of meat, and you'll end up with something that looks like my notebook that's unfolded here, just a rectangular flat piece of meat. It doesn't look real attractive when you've got it like that. But now if it's loin, again, you've got a real dense piece of meat. Oil it, jacquard it, if you have one.
And a jacquard was what again?
It's the 45-pin tool that punches down. It looks like a stamping machine or something. And it just punches needles into your food. And it basically tenderizes your meat.
Okay.
So you pound the heck out of it with a jacquard. Oil it, season it, pound it again. Flip it over, oil it, season it. Hit it with your tenderizer. If you don't have a jacquard, use a meat hammer.
Okay.
Use a meat tenderizer and just bang on that thing. And then you can put your dried fruits or stuffing mix or ricotta cheese or whatever you want to put in that thing, roll it back up, and take your butcher's twine, tie it off, rub it with oil on the outside, season it again with something, some sugar or whatever you want to put on it, a little maple syrup, something, and then smoke it, bake it, throw it on your grill, indirect grill it, any method you want. Just don't microwave it.
Yeah, but again, these aren't hard, fast recipes. They're basically techniques. And, you know, my family likes the dried berries.
Yeah.
And I tried apricots in it one year because I like apricots. They didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pull them out and it's an experiment.
Yeah, cranberries are safe. Raspberries, dried, any of that stuff,
right.
Rides.
Raisins,
some bananas,
work really well.
Mango.
Yep.
Mango, dried pineapple. But now, is yours stuffed so that it's one solid cavity full or is it pinwheeled?
Mine's stuffed so it's one solid cavity. Just takes it, cuts it, fillets it open. And then trusses it back shut.
It's a little more work to do the way I'm talking about because you end up, but you end up with a pinwheel.
It's prettier,
so it looks cool, and it's easier to cut. It stays together a little better.
And once you serve it, you're going to slice it like a jelly roll across the end, and just serve slices of it that are round on the plate rather than going lengthways.
You know, you put cranberries in that one of yours, it'd be a great Christmas.
Yeah. It's nice to look at. I mean, that's the other thing, the good stuff about this, but. So anyway, those are Bob and my main dishes for this year. Like I said, I got a couple more parties, so we're going to break down a couple of those. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to break down some of these bowl games that are coming up. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.